Could you please explain what experience the body of the breath internally and externally means? Okay, this is part of the Anapanasati Sutta. And this is the third, Sabbakaya Patisangvedi, which is the body of the breath. This is the word kaya in Pali. It's almost exactly the same as the word body in English. It doesn't just mean a physical body, it means a group of things. Such as in English we have a body of evidence. And that's nothing to do with no human corpses or anything. Mm-hmm. Now, at the end of a serial killer's escapade, a body of evidence is just, you know, just documents. It's just a group of things. And that's exactly the way this word kaya is used in Pali. It's a body of things, a group of things. So it means a group of all these phenomena, all these sensations, all these experiences called the breath. So what it means in practice is that when you're watching the breath, you watch the breath in the very beginning of an in-breath. You can see it when it just starts. And you can see all the sensations of one in-breath as it grows to its peak and then starts to fade away again. And the last sensation of the in-breath finishing. And then you experience a pause between the breaths. And then you see the first part of the out-breath appearing and see all the sensations as they grow to their peak and then fade away again. So it's the whole of this whole phenomenon, this whole experience, this whole thing we call the breath. So that's what's happening. Instead of saying in, out, in, out, in, out, you see the whole of the breath. Your mindfulness has got deeper, you see more, and actually you're just filling your whole mind with the breath and nothing else. So that's what it means, the whole of the breath. You have to be very careful because sometimes these teachings here, it's great to actually have learned Pali and discussed Pali so you know exactly what you're talking about, but learned as a Westerner does, because we always challenge. So we don't just agree with what our teacher says, we have a look for ourselves and we discuss and take it much further. And I'm very happy that I taught Ajahn Bambali his Pali and now he knows it much better than I do, and he tells me when I'm wrong as well. So it's great to have, you know, somebody who will tell you you're wrong. And he's usually right. But this is actually pretty good. That's what the body of the breath really means. It's not really body. It's just the aggregate of sensations called the breath. It's like a body of soldiers. And what else is body of water, yeah. So they use this word body in the same way as they use this word kaya. Because the English language actually is, it comes from Sanskrit, it's an Indian Aryan language. So there's all sorts of really interesting things when you find out about it. You know where the word yob comes from? Because that's the word youth. You know, it's the word yobana, is the Pali for a young person. A yobana. In other words, a yob, as they say. You know the word luck, where lucky comes from? Because Lakshmi, or Lakshmi in sort of Sanskrit, that's the goddess of good fortune. So that's the Sanskrit god of good fortune. It comes up as lucky in our language. So all sorts of interesting stuff as you find out. But that's where the word body. Is that okay?
What is meant by externally
then? Okay, now this is, you're coming here from using this as a satipatthana. So you're confusing anapanasati and satipatthana here. The internally is literally ajatang, adiatang, means inside yourself. And the externally, bahida, means outside of this, means everybody else's breath. So there you're just understanding that your breath and everybody else's breath are all the same. There's nothing special about you. You know, you're just a being just like every other being. No matter sort of what status you are in life, whether you're the king, the president, or just the street sweeper, or whatever you are, it's just breath, that's all. So that's what we do with all the other parts of our body, to realize it's just a body, that's all. There's nothing sort of superior or inferior. So the internal, external, that's just me and you. My body and your body. And of course, I don't know your breath. But you can infer, because I see you breathing, I see me breathing, and I think it's pretty much a good assumption that my breath is pretty much similar to your breath. Dear Ajahn Brahm,